मैं जी पाकिस्तान से भी आया हूँ, तो हकीकत है कि जिसको किसी चीज से लगाव होता है तो उसके बारे में कुछ तभी मालूम किया जाता है। तो मैंने काफी कुतुब वगैरह पढ़ी हैं, तो काफी मैं मुस्तफीद हुआ हूँ। तो मैं चाहता हूँ कि खत्म नबूवत का जो मसला है इसके ऊपर आप जरा रोशनी डालें।
खत्म नबूवत, यू नो, आई हैव ऑलरेडी स्पोकन ऑन दिस सब्जेक्ट सो मच एंड सो मेनी टाइम्स and everything, not everything, but most of what I have said is available in the form of cassettes, video as well as audio. So I should refer you to this very important question. I may refer you to those cassettes for getting an answer to this very important question, which needs a lot of time to cover all its aspects. But now that you have raised the question, I should like to attend this very briefly, and I shall attempt to make you understand our point of view without going into detailed argumentation and disputations. The non-Ahmadi Muslims expect two imams to appear, and they believe they have not yet come. One is Messiah, and the other is Imam Mahdi. Is that not right?
Yes.
Tell me, what have you heard from these non-Ahmadi scholars about the status of the Messiah? When he appears, will he be a prophet or not? Tell me, I mean, this is a very simple answer, no, not difficult at all.
No, Prophet...
You come closer, please.
Yes. Prophet, main, iman hai na ji, sabke ki ji, Hazrat Isa aur Prophet hai.
When that Messiah,
yes,
which is promised. Now, that is a different question, whether he will be the same person who appeared 1990 years, about 86 or plus more, some years before now. Is he going to be the same person or a different person? That is a different question altogether. The most important thing to be decided is his status. Whoever appears according to the predictions of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, as the Messiah of the latter age, latter days, that is the Akhirin,
yes,
will that person be a prophet of God or will he not be a prophet of God according to the doctrine held by the non-Ahmadi scholars?
Yes.
Tell me this.
जो
वेल यू डोंट नो परहैप्स मच
इस नाम में इल्म ज़रा नहीं है मगर फिर
यस ऑल ऑफ देम हैव टू अग्री टू दिस दिस फंडामेंटल पॉइंट
यस
दैट द मसाया हु इज टू अपीयर अगेन विल कम एज ए प्रॉफिट देयर आर टू रीजंस फॉर देयर बिलीफ नंबर वन They believe that he is going to be the same Messiah who was raised about 2,000 years ago. And because they also believe, and all the Muslims are united in this belief, that once a prophet is made, he remains a prophet for life and he is never dethroned from this.
Yes.
He is never disinvested by God, because this is a gift from Allah which he never takes back. This is an accepted belief of all the Muslims, without any exception, be they Shia or non-Shia.
Yes.
So, they have to admit that the Messiah, when he reappears, would remain a prophet. That is one reason.
Yes.
The second reason is that they believe in the traditions of the Holy Prophet and they cannot rebel against a positive tradition which is proved to be authentic beyond doubt. And in one of the most important and authentic books of tradition, that is Muslim, after Bukhari, this is Muslim. In one of the oft-quoted and well-reputed tradition, the Holy Prophet of Islam has referred to the future Messiah, the one who would appear, as Prophet of God, four times in one tradition alone. So now, if somebody claims to be a Messiah today, what should he claim? Should he claim that I am the Messiah who was predicted, but I am not a prophet? Then will they accept him?
Yes. Yes.
Will they accept him?
Yes.
Why? Because if he says, I am a Messiah, but I am not a prophet, they'll say, if you are a Messiah, you are a liar if you are not a prophet. Because the Messiah we are expecting will have to be a prophet. Because in the Muslim, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has categorically mentioned that he will be a prophet.
Okay, yes.
So if you claim to be a Messiah, automatically you also have to claim to be a prophet. Yes. Otherwise you are a false man.
Yes.
Will that not be the right position? And now Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salaam, the founder of the Ahmadiyya community, has made just such a claim. And they say, because you call yourself a Messiah and a prophet, so you are a liar. So where one can go? What position can one adopt?
Yes.